This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Lyons Drug Building needs some structural repairs after a car crashed into the front of the building early Tuesday morning. The repairs, the local drugstore and soda fountain in 9th and Lincoln, are happening today, so the business will be closed until the repairs are finished. A social media post says they hope to reopen on Saturday. Give them a call if you need to pick up a prescription, and they can transfer it to another site. The history of Steamboat Springs and future growth was discussed Wednesday at a meeting with industry stakeholders like architects, real estate agents, builders, and local residents who work in historical preservation. Caitlin Barraby-Smith is the historic preservation planner for the city of Steamboat Springs.
We are trying to better engage with the public, improve our historic preservation process and policies. So we're doing that through an engagement strategy. We're also creating the city's first ever historic preservation plan, and we are updating our historic preservation guidelines.
The meeting was in the new City Hall building. Barraby-Smith says they hope to have the guidelines finished by the end of June to then get approval from City Council sometime this summer. The Weather Summit is happening in Steamboat Springs this week. Broadcast meteorologists from across North America are here doing their weather forecast from the base of the ski area. One of them is Danielle Grant with Denver 7, who will join us as a guest DJ on Easy 94.1 from 3 until about 4:15 this afternoon.
This is the best week of the year, getting to come up to Steamboat to not only ski, of course, but also to just be around other meteorologists from across the country, learn about our field from experts that also fly in. It's truly a one-of-a-kind experience, and I feel so blessed that I get to come back year after year.
Thank you to Danielle Grant, all the meteorologists on Denver 7, for providing us with a daily weather report on all of our stations. Winter Carnival buttons go on sale throughout Steamboat Springs today. The buttons are available at businesses throughout the community. Winter Carnival is February 5th through 9th. In sports, the Moffat County Bulldogs girls and boys wrestling teams are headed to South Route County for a dual match today. It's with the Sirocco Rams. Weigh-ins are at 5. The match starts at 6. Good luck to the Steamboat Sailor Alpine Ski Team as they are competing against Middle Park High School Friday at Winter Park. The Nordic team competes against Middle Park Saturday at Snow Mountain Ranch. And that's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.